Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If you have ever had any experience of building a house or other structure, either as the builder or the one having the building done, you know how essential it is that the walls be straight. But how can you know they are straight if you do not have some instrument to gauge them? Plumb lines, levels, and other devices are designed for making sure that walls are straight. The Leaning Tower of Pisa may be a popular tourist attraction in Italy, but we would prefer our houses and other buildings not to be like it. When we speak of human behavior as being either crooked or straight, how do we arrive at those positions? If you say that your friend or brother is upright, what standard are you using to arrive at that conclusion? Is that merely a reality you have created? Or is there some objective standard by which we can judge human behavior? If we mean by walking upright that the conduct is what I like, the term has no significance. We must have some authority before we can judge human behavior to be good or bad. Paul accused Peter and some other Jews of not walking uprightly. What had they done or failed to do which brought forth such strong language from Paul? Peter and some other Jews had gone to Antioch of Syria to learn how the first Gentile church was getting along. They wanted to determine if the Christians at Antioch were teaching and preaching the truth of God's Word. And they may have gone to Antioch to give the Gentiles the right hands of fellowship and to strengthen them in the Lord's work. Whatever the case, when Peter was eating with some of the Gentile Christians at Antioch, the Jewish brothers arrived from Jerusalem. Peter was apparently embarrassed to be seen eating with Gentiles. He withdrew and separated himself from them. Paul accused Peter and the other Jews of acting the hypocrite. Galatians 2:11-13. Even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. Galatians 2:13. Peter was an apostle, but he had stepped out of line. Paul wrote concerning Peter and the other Jews from Jerusalem, "When I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, If you, being a Jew, live after the manner of the Gentiles and not of the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles to live as do the Jews?" Galatians 2:14. Do you suppose Paul's public rebuke of the Apostle Peter came as a shock, both to Peter and to those who heard the rebuke? Was the rebuke appropriate? Should not Paul have taken Peter aside privately and corrected his behavior? The word uprightly comes from the Greek orthopodeo, orthos meaning straight and pous meaning foot. Again, I ask you how Paul could criticize Peter and the other Jews for not walking uprightly, if he had no standard to determine what uprightly meant. If you listen to my reading from Galatians 2:14, you know he had a standard, a divinely revealed standard, the truth of the gospel. Peter had himself received a special vision to prove the equality of all people. God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation he who fears God and works righteousness is accepted with him. Acts 10:34-35. That was the truth of the gospel, which Peter overlooked and violated. He was not walking uprightly according to the truth of the gospel. When God has spoken on any moral or spiritual idea, those who believe the gospel and want to have God's approval must walk according to the truth of the gospel. We must not equivocate. We do not argue. We just do what God requires. That principle applies to every situation, not just to racial or social policies. May God help His people to do all in the name of the Lord. Thank you for listening.